This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Okay, so what is a slow watch? It's really been bugging me. I saw an ad. And I was on one of those social media accounts, you know, that I like the watch ads, so they continue to send me watch ads. But I saw an ad for a slow watch. And I'm like, what the heck is a slow watch? Right! They're not called short bus watches, okay? They're called slow watches. And I liked, actually, the one is really pretty, but it got me thinking about what the heck is a slow watch? Well, let me tell you. A slow watch lacks a seconds or minutes hand and instead features a 24-hour dial. Each tick mark on the dial represents 15 minutes. So people should just spend their hours doing the things they love and enjoy, not fretting over which minute in the day it is. All right! I mean, hello. So I'm not quite sure I would want a slow watch because they say, oh, it's 12:01 or 12:03. Does it really matter? It's lunchtime. Go to lunch. In my world, it matters. In my world, it matters if it's 11:59 or 12 or 12:01. I don't know that I could live with a slow watch. I don't know if I could do it.
Plus, so if we put the 18-minute together along with the 7-minute together, you got 22 minutes. You sell it you with know, 8 minutes of ads, you got 30 minutes.
Maybe I should have used the slow watch. I might have been able to figure that out differently. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So it must be that the same people that want the slow watch are the people that are napping at work. So, I mean, there's a new study, of course, from Plush Beds. Just 5 more minutes. America's Napping Tendencies Survey. Key takeaways. Overall respondents believe that the ideal nap lasts 51 minutes. 53% of nappers had received a promotion in the past year, compared to 35% of non-nappers. 68% of respondents admitted to having napped at work before. Everybody's going, well, yeah, I guess I've napped at work before. Yeah, I guess I have. Have you? Okay, 30% of the respondents believed employers should offer paid nap breaks. Those 30% are the owners of slow watches. I guarantee you that. Now, when you say nap at work, all right, now, technically, I have napped at work, but I'm not working. I'm not doing my specific task. I'm confused, really. At what time of day, you can quote me on that. I'm just confused. At what time of day are you most likely to nap? 32% early morning, 15% mid-late morning, 20% early afternoon, 19% mid-late afternoon, evening 3%. Yeah, nobody's taking a nap in the evening because as tired as you are, you know that if you nap, you're not going to be able to sleep later. So it's a vicious cycle. Late night, 11%. Those are the overnight workers, though. They're supposed to be doing another round of the warehouse. Instead, they're downed out. They wake up at 2:15 and do the 3 o'clock walk around instead of the 2. It's part of that. All right, we'll see. Have you ever napped in any of the following places? Public transportation, 39%. Absolutely. I mean, I could say that. I have done that on the when I took the trains back and forth. Not so much in the morning because you're up and you're working and stuff, but by the afternoon hits. And I mean, I like work. I like being on the trains because it's your time. I mean, you just put headphones on, you have your laptop, and it's your time. But there were a number of afternoons. Only once did I almost miss getting off the train. And, you know, you do not want to go to the yard. Now, the last stop, you know, you do not want to go to the yard. And the conductors are usually, they're pretty good. They're going through the train, banging on the pipes just to make sure that you don't want to go to the yard. Get the hell up. Well, there was one afternoon, man, I remember. Out! And usually when they come up to the stop, you know, okay, stop, we're here. Okay, we got to get up. And I hear the dinging from the conductor in the train in front of me, you know, just that quick ding on the pipe. And that's him saying, hey, fat man, you still sleeping in the last car? Get up. And I mean, I woke up and I was like, and I look and I see the station that we're at is the last station, the Trenton station. I mean, stumbling off of that train car, man. I do not want to get caught on that bad boy and have to go to the yard. No. You know, then it's a whole process. I've talked to a couple people that have ended up at the yard, and it's a process you don't want to be a part of. Pain in the ass process. But sure, public transportation. Yeah, of course. At the beach. Well, I mean, that's almost like public transportation. You know, you're at the beach and you kind of sleep, but you kind of don't. You know, there's only a rare point in time when you're on the beach. You wake up and you've got, you know, all your stuff stolen and there's sand thrown on your feet. At the airport, same thing at the airport. Of course, you can find the chair and you fold your arms and you... And then, you know, you miss your flight. Highway rest area, yes. I mean, who hasn't pulled into the rest area to pass out? That's what they're there for. The last time, too, by the way, I broke the law the last time I was at a rest stop. And I hesitate to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you that it can be done. All right, we got into the rest area, and everyone had to use the restroom. The reason we stopped at the rest area wasn't to nap, okay? So as we're pulling up, and it's busy. I mean, this rest area, I don't know what the hell. There was some kind of parade or something going on because all the parking spaces were filled up. The truck side was full, and we're pulling up. The only places empty. Handicapped. And my wife is going to drive past the handicap stall, and I'm like, no, pull in. That's where we're parking. I'll limp. I limp anyway. I've got a bad knee. You know, tough. Or you don't have a handicap tag. So, I mean, what are they? And, you know, of course, I mean, I didn't get a ticket that time. Whew. Cab or ride share? Yeah, no, I'm nervous. I never slept in a cab. Been in a lot of cabs, too. Never slept in them. When we used to take, some of my favorite moments are taking the cab in New York when I would get into the city with Stu. And Dan Andros and myself, we all took the same, usually every day, same train. So if it's a crappy day out, we'd catch a cab from Penn Station to where our studios were. And so most cabs are, you know, two people in the back seat. And they are not crazy about letting people sit in the front seat, you know, because the cabbie's got all his stuff there and stuff. So you always have, we had our three, and I always looked at the front, you know, I just tap on that front window. I'd be so pissed. I'd be up on the front, jammed into the front. I'd be holding the cabbie's backpack. Oh, so much fun. It was fun, though, because then they would end up talking to you. Public park, same thing. You go to the park, you know, maybe put your head down on a picnic table. You probably don't fall asleep, though. You know, it's one of those that if you do, next thing you know, the drug dealer's waking you up, kicking you out of the park. Yeah, you got to leave. And 10% say none of these. Okay, you're not living if you haven't done that in some of these, all right? Current physical health. Oh, wow, man, I'm great there. Current happiness, productivity, creativity at work, current work-life balance. I don't care about all that. To nap or not to nap? That's a long survey for these people, man. They're trying to sell some beds. Benefits of napping at work. 55% refreshing. 45% improves mood. 44% reduces stress. 34% increases productivity. 34% increases alertness. 31% improves sleep at night. 31% makes up for poor limited night at sleep. Oh, yeah, you got a bad night's sleep. You got to get a nap during the day. 28% increases creativity. So you got a lot of, productivity and creativity. That's working, man. All right, there was one that I wanted to think about, the age groups. Nap room, paid naps. Shut up. Those are the people with the slow watches. They're taking the slow. They're taking the short bus. Would you stop? That's not even funny. We're talking about a slow watch. So anyway, nap at work. Those are the people right there. Those people. Those are the people wearing slow watches. So let's say you're not going to take a nap, but instead you're going to get in bed with, multiple dozens of people. Let's say 24, 25. Would it be illegal? Not anymore. Now, New Zealand has their red light, orange light, green light, go, traffic signal, COVID plan thing that they do. And the prime minister, what's her stupid name? Oh, yeah, Jacinda Ardern. I never can remember her stupid name. She's just as much of a communist as the rest of them now. But hey, lock it down. Lock it down. And they seem to have worked in New Zealand. Has it? As their traffic light system. But she was on a talk show, one of New Zealand's, morning little talk show gatherings that they do, and they do it so well. And she was announcing that, yes, orgies can resume.
I can confirm that Tinder liaisons have reopened.
Great news for my friend.
It's not strictly embedded in the traffic system, but it is a given up to 25, actually, in a red area.
Nice.
We are going no further on that line of questioning.
We're not going to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about Tinder liaisons anymore. So, I guess if you have been in New Zealand and you swiped right, I guess nothing happened because it was locked down and you couldn't go. But now the Tinder liaisons have reopened. And I'm not really sure now. I'm probably not as familiar with Tinder as I should be. But it would be very different. That's a lot of swiping to get 25 to come into the same room, man. Yes. And then you got to hope that it all hits, right? You're out of the 20, you got to do more than 25. That's like the airlines. You're overbooking because everybody's not going to show up. And even if they do, I swiped right, but we're adding these four. Oh, no, she's gone. We're adding these four. Oh, he stays? Okay, that's fine. Ooh, wait. Anyway, that's good to go. Orgies are good to go in New Zealand. So I'm just looking at their red light, green light, orange light plan. I don't know why I wasn't aware of their traffic light system in New Zealand. So life at red, workplaces are open where appropriate staff may work from home. Everyone can go to school. Public health measures will be in place. Wear a face covering whenever you leave the house. Keep scanning QR codes and record keeping everywhere you go. Oh, yeah. We want contact tracing for all of it. And if you step out of your house without a mask, I'm not sure that they're doing that yet, but it could be coming. Make sure you have your own My Vaccine Pass ready to be checked. Most places will have the restrictions in place. This is under the Life at Red. Keep physically distance where possible. If you have cold or flu symptoms, isolate immediately and call healthcare for advice about a test. Do not step out of your house. Get vaccinated if you haven't already. Being fully vaccinated opens up new freedoms under the COVID-19 protection framework. How many, what's the percentage of people in New Zealand that haven't been vaccinated? It's got to be small, right? 93% have been vaccinated. That's pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Oh, hey, ooh, yeah, 86% total doses, so it drops down a little bit. So, yeah, see people like snuck around with just your one. Can't take you. So, I mean, it's booster time for everybody. Get your booster shots. Make sure you get your booster shots because you want to be able to travel and be a part of the human race if you don't have your booster shots. So get your booster shots. Get your booster shots right here. Booster shots right here. You know, if you're going to start dating again, though, if you're going to start swiping right, you're going to want to know the dating slang words that you're going to, you know, you're going to be using, and you're going to want to know what it is, like soft launching. It's a web term that means... you know what a soft launch is. So it's just dating slang for the same thing as a soft launch. You expect that it's a new relationship. We'll gradually get together. That's what Tinder is right there, man. Tinder is a soft launch of a relationship. Fauciing. I can think of so many. I should come up with my own dictionary for these because I can think of some chewing the fat meanings behind these words that isn't quite right. Fauciing is the act of turning down a date because someone isn't taking the pandemic seriously enough. Zombieing. I know, zombieing. Okay, now you've heard of ghosting. You know, the phenomenon in which someone abruptly ends all contact with no explanation. But when someone who ghosted you suddenly comes back around. Zombieing. Woke fishing happens when, I'm already coming up with definitions that probably are not right. The term is modeled after catfishing. You know what catfishing is, when someone assumes a false identity. But woke fishing happens when someone portrays themselves as more progressive than they are. Yeah, because that happens all the time, man. Usually on social media, in order to impress others or simply because they aren't as well-versed on the issues as they believe themselves to be. Yeah, that's woke fishing right there. Benching. I just want to leave these alone. I don't even want to tell you what they really mean because I want them to mean other things. Benching is, you know, athletes get benched. That means they get taken from the game. But the practice of keeping a potential romantic partner on hold in case others don't work out. Yeah. Orbiting. I'll be with you. I still got you, babe. We'll do lunch next week. Call me. Orbiting.
God.
Weightlessness.
Yeah, no. Oh, if Jesus. If you've got someone that's benching, you're not taking them to space. That's not happening. Orbiting. Tomorrow I may give you the real definitions of these and not these made-up ones that they're actually saying. Orbiting is the new ghosting. When someone breaks off all contact with a person they were dating in real life, but they continue following that person on social media and interacting with their posts and content. That's orbiting. And cuffing. All right. I mean, how can I do this legitimately without actually telling you what they mean? So it's cuffing season. That's a period. I know. Thank you. Oh, yeah. You know it's cuffing season, baby. I know. I swiped right. Now it's all you. We're going to start orbiting in a second. All right. Stop. So cuffing obviously is, you know, when people get into a relationship over the holidays, and you get in a relationship over the holidays up to, you know, like Valentine's Day, and then you're like, whew, man, I've had enough of this bitch. Could not take her anymore. Or, you know, obviously it could be her. Man, I've had enough of this. Him. That guy. He's got to go. I mean, that's cuffing right there. Others pocketing and breadcrumbing. I can't. Let's go to the break room. I can't do it. If I do any more breadcrumbing. Now, you know that doesn't have anything to do with how I would tell you what breadcrumbing is. So breadcrumbing is leading someone on. If someone is breadcrumbing you, it happens via text or social media. They engage in occasional chats and messages, and they might even flirt, but they don't intend to actually pursue a relationship. They spit on you in real life. They're just teasing you. That's breadcrumbing. Oh, yeah, I don't like that. What about pocketing? I mean, I can think of what pocketing would be in my world, but that's when people are in a new relationship. They want to shout it out from the rooftops. Do they? But that's not the case with pocketing. Pocketing means keeping someone, thank you, you're dating separate. Right. That's the way life is. Yeah. Aren't we dating? Sure we are, baby. Sure we are. Just stand over there for right now till, you know, I don't want to walk in with you. All right. Are you seeing anyone? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm with her. Oh, you guys are a couple? Hey. I mean, yeah, I guess. But just, you know, keep it on the old down low, okay? All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Oh. Oh my gosh, so good. So we're in the break room, and I might as well, you know, we got to do some entertainment news, right? I mean, that's what the break room is all about. So let's talk about Billie Eilish, shall we? She was on Howard Stern, and of course, anytime they have a young hipster on Howard Stern, we've got to promote it everywhere. So she talked about if she weren't vaccinated, she would have died when she got COVID, and she talked about porn is a disgrace. She says watching porn had destroyed her brain, and she can't believe what it's done to her. I know, right? She said the few times, this is Billie Eilish talking now, the few times I had sex, I was not saying no to things that were not good. I was not saying no to things that were not good. I believe you can quote her on that. Billie Eilish, the few times I had sex, I was not saying no to things that were not good. Huh. It was because I thought that's what I was supposed to be attracted to. Okay. That's great. Did you know that Pornhub has been viewed over 1.2 billion minutes this past year? And that with a pandemic on, and that the credit card companies pulling out their business, making people use crypto and other forms of payment. I guess you drive up to the Pornhub window and you pay cash. I think that's how it works. You drive up. Pornhub's got drive-thrus all over America. And you just pull up and pay cash.
Wait, you're paying for Pornhub?
I didn't say I was. I'm saying people are. But that's a good point, too. 1.2 billion minutes. So what do you figure? A couple hundred thousand paid? All right? Maybe? I mean, really, 1.2 billion minutes. How many minutes were you responsible for? That's my question. And does it count? Do they rack it up? And I'm not saying I'm familiar with the site, But I had a friend tell me that if you, you know, if you get whatever, you choose whatever category you want, and then they bring up, and they took a hit on videos too. They had to pull out a ton of videos that were, you know, I don't know, using illegal people, whatever. They were, I don't know what the problem was, but they had to pull them off. Some kind of legal thing. Who knows? But they took a hit there too. So, but if you pick a category, whatever that category is, sheep, just for an example. Don't look at me like that. It's not my category. I just pulled one out of the air. So, seriously, I'm not telling you my categories. I mean, my friends' categories. So, don't. Seriously. Now, thank you. So you pick a category, and they give you, you know, a list of videos. And you scroll through, one would scroll through the videos, so I'm told. So if you are just scrolling through those videos, I guess that's just time on the Pornhub's main site, right? But if I were to click on a video, you know, Dan's Barn, whatever video that was. No, I'm in the sheep category. I mean, I guess that could be. Anyway, if I click on that video and not download it, but I just click on it so it focuses on that video, does that count toward the 1.2 billion minutes? I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what Pornhub was. You know, they released their streaming data. And, you know, it was good news for Pornhub. Oh, there's a whole, we have to break down the number one, the most popular search term in America. Hentai. Is that how you say that? H-E-N-T-A-I. Is that how you say that?
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, that category was number one in America. That's cartoon. I know. We're doomed. We're doomed if cartoons are number one. So romance, cartoon number one. Hentai.
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, that's romance, group sex, fitness, swapping round out the top five. Wow. I don't want to break down anymore because it'll. And Tinder, speaking of. Tinder just settled a lawsuit with their people, like 441 million. I mean, the settlement claim after. I love this part of the trial that was going on. I forgot that this trial was going on. Oh, so many trials are going on. My gosh, the courtrooms are packed. So one of the final comments the jury was left with when plaintiff's lawyers played a deposition of Jeffrey's banker. Jeffrey's is the Tinder guy. Detailing how he had supposedly asked former Match Group CEO Greg Blatt for supplemental information on Tinder's valuation process. And Blatt, the CEO of Match Group, told him, with all due respect, you can go f*** yourself. That is awesome. Now, he denies that. Oh, okay. So they now have a settlement to all these people. So it was $441 million. The early employees had reached a settlement because they were supposed to get a better deal with the stock and the valuation of the company, and they tried to undercut them with money. No. After the jury trial and after the, all due respect, you can go f*** yourself. After that comment in court, maybe we ought to, we ought to just work out a deal and settle with these people, okay? All right, let's go ahead and do that. And, oh my gosh. We are starting down a road I don't think we need to be starting down, okay? I know that you've got your podcast, Holly Madison, okay? I know you've got your little Girl Next Door podcast, whatever it is, your little stories of Hugh and the Playboy Mansion and the bunnies. But now you're starting to besmirch the legend that is Hugh Hefner. And that will not stand. Okay? That will not stand. She claims now, he took explicit pictures of her and other girls, non-consensual. First of all, you're with Hugh Hefner. He has a camera. You've given consent. Period. I close, Your Honor. I have no more questions. We're done. We're done here. You might as well shut this courtroom down because I won't have it. I won't have it. You're not going to besmirch the great Hugh Hefner. You just won't. Plus, it gives me a chance to do my favorite Hugh Hefner joke. You know how everybody says, oh, after they die, oh, he's in a better place. They didn't say that about Hugh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So yesterday I talked about how Pfizer was buying that bowel company. You know, they're making the new bowel medicine. Well, it's the disease that the treatment is focusing on is affecting stomach and intestine. And they spent $6.7 billion, or they're going to spend $6.7 billion in cash. Okay. $6.7 billion in cash, right? And just a little over a month ago, they decided that they needed to expand the treatment pipeline. So they acquired the immuno-oncology company, Trillium Therapeutics. Now, Trillium isn't quite up to the bowel movement $6.7 billion in cash. They're only getting 2.22 billion dollars. I would say that the pandemic has been very good to Pfizer. Very good to Pfizer. Holy cow. I mean, did I mention that they're spending $6.7 billion in cash? What are they, drug lords? Wait. It doesn't make any sense because that's exactly what they are. Huh. Weird how that happens. Omicron. Now accounts for 3% of the sequenced COVID-19 cases in the U.S. I like how we're actually knocking that down now. The sequenced COVID-19 cases in the U.S. and is expected to keep spreading beyond the 33 states. It's already been found, and the CDC said, Delta still remains the dominant variant, though, making up 96% of the sequenced cases in the country. Cornell closing its campus in Ithaca, New York, moving all of its final exams online after observing the rapid spread of COVID-19 among the student body. Apple mandating the almost $3 trillion company now, mandating that shoppers wear masks at its stores nationwide. UK lightening the load a little bit, relaxing travel ban a little bit. 11 countries from Southern Africa going off the travel list. Yay. There's no point in banning travel when Omicron is already here. Kind of a good point. Professional leagues, NBA NHL, English Premier League, postponed games in recent days due to COVID outbreaks. 37 NFL players have tested positive for COVID, the highest single day. This past Monday, they tested positive, the highest single day total since the pandemic began. And the league is now requiring coaches and some other staff to get booster shots by the 27th of this month, not the players yet. You know, and most of the players are all vaccinated. I mean, most of the players are vaccinated, right? Unless the ones that haven't duped the NFL. Like, what's his face? You know, I never got into that story, but that story pisses me off. You know, what's his face from Tampa? He lied about being vaccinated. And it was his cook that sold him out. And then his cook is now suing him for money that he didn't get paid. Take a hike. That's ridiculous. Anyway, it's just a side note, and I don't have all the facts in front of me because I just remember that I wanted to talk about it and I never did. So, did I mention that Pfizer is going to spend $6.7 billion in cash? That's just incredible to me. Somebody have like $100 they could loan me or something. I mean, there's got to be a backpack with some cash along the side of the road, or a Brinks truck flies open on the highway, right? That's why the lottery still exists, to give people like me hope that one day you too will win $10. And I've only spent, you know, $6 to $10 a couple times a week. And you finally won $10. Keep giving you hope, though, for the big one. Just enough. You know, like the Powerball drawing that's going to happen tonight across the country. That's worth $333 million. I mean, cash payout, I'm gone. Have a nice day. And then Friday, if you miss the Powerball, and let's say you do. Let's say you're just one of the unlucky losers that don't get the Powerball, that win $10 instead of the $330 million. You got the Mega Millions on Friday. The Mega Millions is up to $160 million. Again, though, even with $160 million, cash payout, I'm gone. Cash payout for $160 million. What are you getting? $50 million, maybe? After taxes, you're walking away with $50 million. I mean, I know it puts you in a different tax bracket. I get it. I mean, I guess you'd still be okay. But you wouldn't be as good as the $150 million from the Powerball, I'll tell you that. Because it's $333 million. Cash payout is $240 million. Taxes, and you might walk away with $200 million. $180 million. Okay. I mean, let's just think about this for a second. All right, $180 million. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your $180 million? You set up all the kids, trust funds. Now you have to set the kids up.
They can win their own lottery.
Now you have to set them up. What are you, Succession all of a sudden? Great episode this past week too at Succession if you haven't seen it. Awesome, man. Make your own pile. Kids are pissed. Dad's kicking them out. Awesome. Well, what are you going to do with an extra $5 billion? Just keep it on your shelf? Yeah. Awesome. Anyway, so you get about $180 million. I mean, you got to set up the kids, right? You set up the kids' trust funds. You got $180 million, so the kids can get $5 million each. Yeah. So you know, you got the grandkids. If you have grandkids, my wife does. I don't. But if you have to take care of the grandkids, you can set them up with $1 million each, just to shut them up. I gave you something. Leave me alone. and set those up in trust funds so they can't mess with it. And then you got to put some cash aside so you're good, right? So when you're done throwing dollar bills on the dance floor, as some people might do, not me. No way am I going to a strip club with, you know, a couple hundred thousand. That would just be dumb. But if you were to do that, you'd want to set some aside just to make sure that it was good, that you were good. And then you got to get, then you got to get some property. Then you got to get some property, and you got to get the leave me the F alone sign, and you're good. Then you're good. And you get a nice little condo on the beach so you can, you know, it's good weather. You go down to the beach. Yeah. What condo? You buy it. Well, because, look, that's where people make the mistake. They want to buy the mansion. That cost, that's upkeep, man. Ooh. I mean, you buy it.
Yeah. That's why I won the lottery.
I know, but you don't want the money to go away. You just don't. You don't want to lose it. So many, there's plenty of lotto guys walking around on the street that won the lotto that got, you know, too big for their britches. And, you know, the $20,000 to $40,000 a month upkeep on the mansion doesn't seem like much when you got $180 million. But that's every month, baby. Jose wants his money for trimming the hedges. And the pool guy, Billy, wants his money for keeping the pool clean and taking care of the wife. I mean, keeping the pool clean. And the tennis pro wants his money, too. I mean, everybody wants their cut. And those are monthly fees, man. And they add up. And if you don't have it, bye-bye. Well, nice deal. Plenty of guys selling their mansions on that. All right. Done. I'm not going to win this stupid thing anyway. Good luck to you, though.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
All right, thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. I appreciate you coming along for the ride every day. It means a lot. And I try to avoid, you know, the deep dives on the political stuff because it's just enough at the end of the day. Enough. But be sure that you subscribe. If you're listening to this right now and you're not a subscriber, you're a freeloader. Nobody likes a freeloader, okay? Nobody likes a freeloader. Everybody likes free stuff, which is what I do, all right? But nobody likes a freeloader, so subscribe. You can subscribe on the platform you're listening to, or you can subscribe on a platform that you'd prefer. If you're listening to it and you're going, oh, I don't like the way this platform works, then get one that works better and subscribe, but quit being a freeloader. It's a pretty simple process, okay? Hey, congratulations to my man, O.J. Simpson. My main man, the Juice, is now completely free, man. That's right, baby. O.J. Simpson is 74 years old now. Wow. So he's off parole. Everything's done. He's a free man. Good to go. Living in the great state of Nevada. Playing some golf. Doing a little fantasy football. Love him. I want to talk to O.J. Simpson on this podcast so bad. I want to talk to the Juice, man. That guy has had a fascinating life. And think of, I mean, it's been, and it's another lifetime ago, the O.J. Simpson trial. And it was all-consuming, man. The world was not, I mean, these trials that we have today that we think we're all-consuming, not like that, man. Now, maybe some of the violence afterwards and during tended to be a part of that, but you know, we're not talking about that. Don't worry about that. Anyway, he's a free man. O.J. is off parole. Good for him. Good for him. I think he still has the big lawsuit with the Goldmans, though. The Goldmans, for some reason, do not like OJ. I know. But he was supposed to pay them a bunch of money from the civil suit. And I think he has paid them some money, like $100,000 or something. Yeah, $132,000. So they have got a lot of money. I mean, they haven't got a lot of money out of the deal because originally he was ordered to pay $33.5 million. So $132,849.53 is a little bit under $33.5 million. And I think now I think with however they've worked it out, he's supposed to owe them like over $70 million or something. But he's broke. He doesn't have any money. Except for some of the other money that he gets. I mean, that's why he got in trouble the last time about breaking into that guy's room. Well, he had a gun. He wasn't supposed to have a gun. That was a bad move. But the guy was selling OJ paraphernalia. And that's where OJ was making his cash on the sly, on the back end, so that he wasn't having to pay out the front end to the Goldmans and to everybody else that he owes money to. Because nobody can touch the NFL money, right? He's got the pension through the NFL, and that nobody touches that. He gets that no matter what. So, and he gets whatever they pay him for OJ. Whatever he gets for being OJ, they're supposed to pay him, and that's it. You know, and we're talking about OJ making money, and we talked about, the possible ways you could make money by winning the lotto. Or, I don't know, tell Pfizer that you've come up with some new butt pill, and they might give you some cash. Yeah, Pfizer, the bowel. I know you just guys spent $6.7 billion in cash on the bowel company, the bowel problem issue company. But okay, well, that's what I was going to. Okay, so now there's a reality star, TV reality star. All right, she claims that she's making $50,000 a week by selling I don't know if she goes that far. But she sells her flatulence to strangers. She's got a video detailing her, hustle and boasts a whopping 6.6 million views. I thought farts were super niche. But also something fun, quirky, and different. Hello. I guess she was on 90 Day Fiance, which who doesn't watch that? I mean, come on, that's a, don't look at me like, I watch 90 Day Fiance. It's great on YouTube. I watch it all the time. So she started her own YouTube channel, and she's written books and founded her own X-rated subscription site called Unfiltered. UNFILTRD. I'm just writing that down. I like to get things straight, I don't have to go searching for that. Unfiltered. Working on my own adult-friendly platform these past few months has made me very aware of the different types of niches and markets that are out there. Over the years, I've gotten a few messages from men and women wanting to buy my worn bras, panties, hair, bath. Now, eventually, I turned to selling my jarred farts on the platform. It'd be a hilarious publicity move, and it would get a lot of people's attention. Now she's turned it into a fortune. Now she's turned it into a fortune. Okay. I think I'm going to let you slide on the worn bras. I'm going to let you slide on the worn panties. I'm going to let you slide on the hair. I'm even going to let you slide on the bath water. But I'm not going to let you slide on buying the jars of farts. If she's selling $50,000 a month. That might be all the material, though. I mean, that might be everything, right? All the behind the scenes, all of that stuff, plus the fart in a jar, right? Today, if you go ahead and subscribe to Unfiltered, you're going to get me in the bedroom and me in the bathroom, and I'll send you the jar. I mean, that maybe that's it. I may have to go see if I, you know, I don't know if she gives you a free 30 days or not. We'll have to check it out. Wow, if she's making $50,000 a cash a month doing that, that's depressing. That's depressing. I mean, I could be depressed over not winning $333 million from Powerball, but, you know the odds are not forever in your favor. You know that. But if people are making $50,000 a month, $50,000 a month, and they're selling in a jar, not only are we doomed, I'm depressed. Oh, that can't be. But hey, it's Christmas season. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Right back at you.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.